American foreign policy under the Bush administration has troubled the governments and the citizens of some long-standing U.S. allies, most notably in France and Germany. The Economist magazine recently published a poll showing that just 6% of Europeans have a positive view of President Bush. The magazine also reports that those sentiments are shared but not voiced by many European leaders. European leaders generally desire continuity in Washington, but while officials do not say it publicly, The Economist reports that it's an open secret that John Kerry is Europe's candidate for president. NPR's Silvia Poggioli sent us this letter from Europe to provide some perspective on the U.S. election campaign.
Europeans are mystified by the American media drumbeat that U.S. voters still don't know who John Kerry is. Europeans say they know him very well, and they're convinced he'll usher in a new dawn and bring harmony back to a shattered transatlantic relationship. Just as in the U.S., much of Senator Kerry's popularity in Europe is defined in contrast to President Bush. He's identified with what's alien to most Europeans: unilateralism, religiously tinged language, guns, the death penalty, and hostility to the welfare state. The European media is in the grips of Kerry mania. Britain's Financial Times calls him the dream candidate for the old world. And the German magazine Stern rhapsodized, "Bush quotes the Bible, Kerry Pablo Neruda. Bush likes local novels, Kerry loves Shakespeare." Kerry's European fan club spans the political spectrum from left to right. But the conservative French daily Le Figaro warned, "Don't say it too loudly. In fact, just whisper it among ourselves. We think that John Kerry is a friend of France and of Europe as well." But as the November elections get closer, Europeans have thrown caution to the winds. Politicians from major European parties went on a pilgrimage to the Democratic Convention. Often rivals at home, like the French Gaullists and Socialists, they were united in Boston in the hopes of regime change in Washington. Italian leftist opposition leaders who voted against sending Italian troops to Iraq did a turnabout in Boston. They announced that if Kerry wins, they would support sharing the military burden in Iraq. Having opposed the invasion in the first place, many Europeans now recognize the need to help build a stable Iraq. European foot-dragging at NATO and the UN over Iraq is widely seen as a conscious effort not to give a boost to the Bush campaign. Never has an American election been so closely followed in Europe, precisely because it's in Europe that this election will have the deepest impact. If Bush is re-elected, many fear the Euro-American rift will become wider. Europe, grappling to find its own identity, could try to define itself in opposition to Bush's America. Nevertheless, French political analyst Dominique Moisy has no illusions that a Kerry victory would bring back the halcyon days of the past partnership. He says it may not lead to a radical change in American diplomacy, but a different style and a victory of social and cultural values closer to European ones that could at least slow down the process of transatlantic estrangement. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.